Anyways, who wants to start?
Speaking of setups, you were set up there on the stage. You know, you chose not to say anything. How come?
I've learned a lot from my 10 years of doing this. sometimes it's best to keep your mouth shut and just go out there and kick ass. That's just what you do. You know, you go out there to win, and that's pretty much it. I'm not going to talk the talk. I'm just going to go out there and race my car.
But you did kind of stir things up when you said that you were the favorite going into the year.
I didn't mean to stir anything up. I just felt like I was. I still do. I'm not trying to stir the pot when I say that. I feel like that what we've been able to do the last 15 races, heading into the playoffs, during the playoffs, all the way through this point, we've been able to execute under a lot of pressure without many playoff points behind us, and we've been able to, you know, get our way through each round with really, by the time we get to the cutoff race, not much on us, because we've been able to execute under the pressure, get the stage points, and now we've been, you know, leading the races and getting stage wins. Pit crew's been on it and grabbing a race win, maybe the most important one of the all year to get us ready for this one here in Miami. So, how do you not feel confident in that? You have to. And I'm sure, like I said up there, everyone else feels confident that they're the favorite. You know, I just said it. I'm pretty sure they think that too. If you don't, then just go home, right? I mean, you got to feel confident in yourself unless it's, you're wasting your time out here.
Not only are you battling for a championship this weekend, tonight you had the Comcast Awards where you're nominated, and on Saturday you're going to Public Speed 100 Families. How does that help alleviate the stress, and kind of what does it mean to you to be nominated for the Comcast Awards and defeat 100 Families?
Yeah, the Comcast Community Champion of the Year Award, that's an honor to even be thought of in that. There's so many great people in our sport that really understand the big picture of all this, right? We talk about race wins, and we can talk about how I'm a hard racer, and that's fine. But when you take your helmet off, you become a different person. And I think our whole industry does a great job at understanding that, you know, we're all very fortunate and very blessed that God's given us the opportunity to do what we love. You know, I mean, this is the top level, not only for me as a driver, but for you as a reporter in the sport. This is as big as it gets, and we have to be appreciative of that. And you know, with the foundation, that's been the best reminder for me a lot of times, is because in our little la-la land out here in NASCAR world, it's great, but we don't see all the challenges a lot of times that people fight every single day. You know, we get mad and storm off after we blow a tire, or we hit the wall, or we have a bad pit stop and we pout away. Is it really that bad? I don't think so. It's okay. Life's still pretty good. So it's good reminders for me when we do this Thanksgiving event down here every year, and part of the Chasing Second Chances program that we do, and we bring a lot of families to a grocery store, and Shell helps us out by giving a lot of gas cards to them as well. And we get them a Thanksgiving dinner, and we take a lot of that for granted, that, you know, we're just going to have a Thanksgiving dinner every year. But for a lot of people, that's not the case. For more than we think, it's not the case. So to be able to see their reactions when we're able to, you know, walk through with them, and not only that, but hear their stories. Some of their stories are incredible of where they are compared to where they were. A lot of times it's amazing. So, you know, we do Chasing Second Chances is a big piece of the foundation, mainly because I've gotten a second chance in my career for racing with Team Penske after a not so good start of my career, and I know how different I handled a lot of situations being there the second time. Man, only if I had a second chance, I'd do things a lot different, right? Well, we want to give them the opportunity. I gotta give me the opportunity to do things different, and I feel like I need to pay that forward as well. So Brittany does a great job helping me with that. I don't have as much time to focus in on it as I'd like to, but she does a great job setting a lot of things up and working with everything. And so, you know, tonight, whether we win the award tonight or not, it's not really about the award. It's not about the recognition. It's just about what you're supposed to do. Now, obviously, the funds that come with that to change a lot of people's lives is a great opportunity for our foundation. But, you know, like I said, it's not really about the recognition at all. It's just what you're supposed to do.
Does it put a different perspective on this weekend, knowing that you're fighting for a championship, but you're also giving back to the community and being recognized for your efforts?
Yeah, I mean, being recognized is not, like I said, it's not a big deal to me. That part doesn't mean anything. The event is what I'm really looking forward to on Saturday night. You know, that piece to me is important to do, and it's something that, you know, is great to do for them. But even for me, you know, selfishly, it's something that gets me away from the racetrack and get my mind off of a little bit and just enjoy things and realize that how blessed we are to be where we're at, you know. So it's good to have that.
How do you explain going from being a championship four guy to what happened last year, right back to the championship?
Boy, does that sound crazy or what? Yeah, I think so. Oh, man. You know, I think if you finish second in the points, you think making the playoffs is a given. You think, oh, that's going to be easy. And we quickly found out that is not a given. It's a little harder than you think. And we learned a lot last year as a race team. We dug hard and we've slowly scratched and clawed our way back to where we are. And back to where we are didn't come to about 10 weeks ago, right? Like we said, we've scratched and clawed throughout a lot of the season, trying to find a little bit more speed, a little bit more. And we've kept ourselves up there in points all season, but we weren't in contention to win until the last, you know, like I said, 15 weeks or so.
Given how last weekend went, does that validate making the move in Martinsville?
I didn't really need to validate anything. I'm there to win the race. Outside. I would have been, yeah. I mean, that's a good thing we won the race. We would have been out right now, you know, with what happened in Phoenix last week with our tire getting cut down. So just you never know what's going to happen in these things, so you got to grab them when you can.
Is there Truex said that you apparently told him that he has a free pass to knock you out of the way. Is that?
I didn't tell him that. Okay. I said, hey, I expect to get raced the way I race people. And I'm a hard racer, and I expect to get raced hard. You know, I said it before, we didn't crash each other. I didn't crash him. I moved him up enough to have a drag race. And that's what I explained to him, is that, you know, it's just so much on the line in these situations. And if you don't make a move like that, you're going to go back to your race team. And I know if I worked on that car, I'd be mad. I'd say, why didn't you at least try to win? You know, and I wasn't going to crash him. That's completely different than what happened there a couple years ago. I wasn't looking to do that. I was just looking to move him up the racetrack and then have that race to the start finish line, which we did. We had that.
Joey, you guys have been together so much. You've gone to New York, to this Today Show stuff. What's like the interplay like between all you guys? Like, do you chit chat? Are you like frenemies? Is it awkward? Like, give us a chance to experience that.
You don't know what you're getting into until you get there. Sometimes, you know, and how everyone's going to handle a situation, because there's been times I've been part of this, and the head games start when we go to New York, and everyone starts throwing little jabs here and there, and you're like, wow, you know, this is okay. And, you know, then there's the last couple times, really, for me, it's been actually we've all tried to find ways to enjoy it. And, you know, the situations, we're all going to be stuck in an airplane together, we're going to be stuck in a car together, and we're going to do all these things in New York together, and there's no one else with us. You know, we didn't bring our assistants with us or anything like that. We were on our own. So I think everyone, actually, we talked a lot and talked a lot about racing, talked a lot about not racing. And we have so much in common. Race car drivers do, right? Because no one else knows our lifestyle but other race car drivers. And, you know, I think you have a lot in common to talk about things like that. And I think everyone understands that when we get to the racetrack, you put the helmet on and it's there to win. You know, they're still a competitor, you're still to beat them, but you got to be able to find a light switch in there at some point. I feel like I found that quite a few years ago, to where you can flip a light switch and be competitive, be a hard racer, but, you know, flip it off and be human.
Joey, is there something to be said for peaking at the right time? You mentioned that you didn't really feel like you guys had clawed back to where you were until about 10 weeks ago, and yet here you sit.
It's what the playoffs are about, right? It happens in all sports. You got to be able to race for wins when it's most important. You know, and like I said, we raced without many playoff points, so we had to. We didn't have anything to fall back on. We had to go, and we did. And it took, like I said, a long time to get to this point. But now I feel like we're back to where we were a couple of years ago, to where we can compete, we can lead laps, which turns into race wins quite often. So I'm proud of what we've been able to do, you know, because where we were last year was hard. It's really hard. It stinks. It's tough. But the fact that we've been all able to stay together and, you know, keep working through it and finding something here, finding something there, go back on something and changing it and maybe going down a different road than things that we've done in the past, and being able to see, you know, us get better. Awesome. You know, it's great. It just, it's hard. It doesn't happen like a light switch. You go down really quick, it's really hard to crawl your way back up, and it's harder.
Speaking of that, you haven't won at a mile and a half, I want to say, since Kansas 2015. So what makes us think that you should be able to
do that? I did not know that. I should have known that you'd do the research, though. That's really good. What makes you think we can win? Well, I think we're really good at Kansas. This year, you know, we may not have won the race, but we, you know, we sat on the pole. We led most laps that race. You know, I think we won a stage there. I think we won a stage, maybe, maybe not. Either way, we ran well, and I feel like here last year in Miami, we ran pretty well too. And we didn't have, you know, you're not the priority car at that point, so you're not getting everything that. You know, because we weren't in the playoffs, you don't get all the good stuff at that point, right? So, you know, we ran pretty well here as well. So I feel confident in that. I feel confident that we're going to make a lot of pit stops because tires were out really quick. And I got so much confidence in this pit crew to do their job that we're just going to go out there and do our thing, you know, and have fun with that. So, and we've had more time to think about this. Everyone else has been racing with their tongue out the last 3 weeks or 2 weeks since we won Martinsville. We've been able to just shift our focus and really methodically think about this weekend.
I'm curious, since this is the first championship run for you as a father, are you carrying anything in your car that belongs to your son? Is there a trinket or anything?
Nah, I don't really take anything with me in there. I don't want to carry the weight either, but you know, I guess, you know, for me, yeah, I guess typically I'd never done anything like that before. I have so much, you know, I guess so much motivation already in there. You know, I obviously want to win, you know, for myself and for my family, for my race team, for our sponsors. There's plenty that I don't really need an extra trinket in my car to pump me up. I'm, if anything, I need to calm down because I'm jacked up all the time. Yeah, I think, you know, the first, I probably learned more from the first one in 2014 more than anything, because you don't know the whole week that leading up to it. You know, how are you going to prepare? As a driver, you're thinking about it. Oh my gosh, I got a shot to win a championship. Oh my goodness, this is going to be a life-changing thing. And I don't want to blow it. You know, I don't want to screw this up. And you think about all that stuff. And I overthought that part a lot my first year. And then 2016, I was way more prepared, a lot more relaxed. And when you're prepared, you're more relaxed. And when you know it's coming at you, yeah, you know what today is going to be like. You know your competitors a little better and what they're going to be like. Nothing's a surprise anymore, you know, and when you know what's going to happen next, there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to be nervous about. And I guess that's where my head's at right now.
Your teammate has said that this would be an end of an era on the intermediate track. How confident are you in the future of the sport and the leadership of the sport and the direction we're taking of the sport?
Yeah, it's a great question. I feel like, you know, as a sport and as a driver that's been involved with a lot of these different councils and meetings and being in tune with a lot of this stuff, and I feel like I should be because my career is got another 15 or 20 years on this thing, so I'm not done anytime soon. So I really want to be involved with that stuff and make sure we do the right things. And yeah, I learned a lot that it's not just what the drivers think, just in case you're wondering. It's not just about what I think or the drivers think or what the owners think or what the TV thinks or what the media thinks or what the racetracks think. All of us have to collaborate together, or the fans think, most importantly, on all this stuff. So we need to be able to all collaborate and to make these decisions. You know, cost is a big problem right now with our race teams. It's very hard to be able to make ends meet we need to make that better. We need to make it a profitable business. So we need to make some changes there. We want to have more fans in the stands, and we're selling out here most likely this week. We sold out last week. You know, the racetracks are improving, which we've seen in Phoenix. They're doing things like that. A lot of the stuff's going, which makes me feel great about the sport. It makes me feel like, hey, you know what? We're investing into this thing. We're not backing out of it saying, oh, my goodness, this sport's falling apart. And I know there's a lot of stories that everyone likes to watch or read or write. But the facts are, hey, we're in a pretty good spot. We get decent ratings. We still have a lot of people following us on social media. And we're still a big sport, you know. When it comes to any other form of motorsports in America, we win. It's pretty big, you know. And even across other sports, and we compete against them. We're no little guy, you know. We might not be the biggest sport in America, but we're not too far back from that. That we can definitely find a good spot. And I think as far as the changes we're going to make to our cars, okay, you know, we're gonna find out if it's better or not. If it's not, then we all learned a lesson, and we keep moving on. If it's better, great, but you got to be willing to try things outside the box. And I think it's going to be common for all of us, myself included, to have doubts about things, and we're going to say things that we don't like change as a society sometimes, and we're like, well, we like what we're doing, this is working, we don't want to change anything. But if you never change and never evolve, you will go down in a burning pile of flames if you don't do anything. You better be willing to adapt and to change things to keep up with the times, and that's what we're attempting and will attempt into the future for years.
I think
you had a question for a while though.
Heading to the next season, what would one change be? Rules, anything?
That's a hard one. There's a lot of things on the line right now that are going to be changed. And it's probably best we kind of let some of that stuff play out before I add in my two cents of what it should be. I think we're going to collect a lot of data the first few races on what this new package is going to be about. And it's not going to be what happens in Daytona. It's not going to be Atlanta or Phoenix or Fontana or Texas or wherever. It's going to take 10, 15 races till we really understand, is this better or not? Because to start, it's a new rules package for everybody. So the racing, I don't know if you guys remember, we went to this rules package. It was a lot different, and the field's a lot more separated. And as everyone refines their setups, the racing's going to change again. So there's a rules change, and then it also changes one more time when the teams get their cars driving good. And then the racing changes again. So your fair shake of is this better or not doesn't come until you're 15, 20 races into the season, my opinion.
Thanks.
We got to go.